Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Another great challenge spoke about yesterday of Jesus, how he shows us his mercy and love and compassion. At the same time, he will continue to challenge us to walk with him. So this person from the crowd asked Jesus for a question. He's asking for Jesus to show his brother parts of the inheritance. And Jesus kind of really challenged this person right away and said, well, who am I, your arbitrator, your judgment? Like, this is nothing about possessions. This is about my Father. This is God. I've shared before about when I visited my friends in Ghana, Africa. You've seen some of them already. Father Albert and Father Robert and Father Peter. Our classrooms together. We were both ordained as priests in 2012. And coming over there to see that they don't have many possessions. I mean, they have some places to live and they have some food. But they're very poor compared to what we are. And I began there very sad for them. Until after a couple days realizing that they're happy. They're joyful. They don't have the junk of knowing their lives. They have God, they have their faith, and they have their family. And then I thought, boy, we are the sad ones. That we are very into our possessions because we were just born now in a culture of we have a lot of stuff. Another thought with that, I remember after my stroke, I couldn't even think about my possessions and I really didn't care for them at all. Because it's a little different when your life is on the end where in less of thinking about possessions, right? So this person that Jesus was talking about in this parable was, well, look at me, I have all these things and I need more barns, more places. Is that not what happens in our country where many people in their budget will just max it out because, well, now I can buy a bigger car, I can have a bigger house, I can have a bigger television. And Jesus, at the end of the parable, was saying, you fool. Like, what is for all this for tonight if you're going to be lost, if you're going to die? It's a great thought and a challenge, again, about greed and money and possessions. Like, how can we get away the junk? How can we help the poor with the gifts we have to share them? How can we just get rid of the greediness, the times to whatever we have is, I'm guessing everyone here is growing. And you have been growing with our gifts to share with those that need it more than we. But continue to take those steps and those challenges from Jesus to give away the possessions, to bring it those that need it more than we knew it.